New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host, Andrea, is away today. I love talking about natural beauty. We're going to jump into that right after I talk about our fantastic sponsor this month. It is NatraCare. That is NatraCare. Now, gals, it's time to rethink your period protection. Let's say goodbye to plastics, perfumes, irritating synthetics, and check out NatraCare's organic and natural feminine hygiene products. They're made with chlorine-free, plastic-free, biodegradable materials. They're soft on your skin and soft on the environment. They have a wonderful range of period products, and they are the number one choice for women looking for sustainable feminine hygiene that doesn't let them down. They're available online and in health stores all around the U.S. So check them out, naturecare.com, healthier by nature. So talking about things that aren't full of junk, we're going to be talking about the wonderful organic beauty industry. There are so many great products. I mean, years ago, it was hard to find anything, but our guest today has been in this business since 1997. His name is Steve Shriver, and he is the president of Ecolips, Inc. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Number one, I love your products. And number two, I was so impressed when I was reading your bio that you have been an entrepreneurial pioneer in the organic and sustainability movement within the United States in the natural and organic skin business since 1997. I would think that,
right.
Would you say that was kind of the start or even before? Because
yeah,
I know
so
I would
I,
say,
we were...
yeah, go ahead.
We were doing it before, you know, before it was cool. We were green before it was a thing. And I always, when I tell people about it, I jokingly say, yeah, we've been doing this since the late 1900s. And it's true. It's true.
That is true.
But no, it was the beginning.
Really is it, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's super important. You know, I mean, we talk about this a lot on the show. We talk about not only what we put in our body with food, or like I just mentioned, feminine hygiene, but what you put on your body and how your skin absorbs so much of what you put on. And so it is so nice that we have alternatives now, because I think still, you know, there's still women who are just going to the mainstream stores and just buying, you know, the big name products. But I try as much as I can to encourage my friends, family, listeners to really go for the natural. Why would you say that's such a good idea?
It's, oh my gosh. Well, anymore, it's easier now more than ever. You know, when we started, you know, 20 plus years ago, it was not. And our goal was to make organic products more accessible. And now they are. So, and now they're even more competitively priced. So that's the, you know, sort of the accessibility part of it. But they're just better for you and better for the environment. I mean, so you're talking about ingredients that are made from plants, generally speaking, that have higher nutrients in them. When we're talking about certified organic, non-GMO, they just serve your body and serve the earth in a lot more bountiful way.
It is really nice now, too, that the price points are lower than they used to be, right? Because when it first came out, you'd be like, well, if I can buy mascara for $2 versus 10, what am I going to buy? Whereas now you would say it's leveling out a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's been the great thing about it. Again, you know, 20 years ago, a gallon of organic milk or a skincare product would have been twice as much as conventional, and now we're seeing you know, price. I mean, really, really price competitive products out there, and we've been really our goal from the beginning was to be the quote unquote chapstick of the natural products industry. And we just wanted
right.
to drive that. We wanted to be a gateway organic product. So try this. It's only a couple dollars, low risk, you know, organic, fair trade, non-GMO. Give it a shot. And if you like it, try other organic products.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, let's talk a little bit about fair trade. I think a lot of people have heard that term.
Sure.
But for people who aren't familiar, what does that mean?
So fair trade is all about the supply chain. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with the purity of the ingredient. But it oftentimes is, there's a correlation. But it has to do with the people. Look, most of the ingredients that are in the skincare products the natural ingredients. They come from the earth, and they're coming from all over the world, because it takes this globe to create all the different environments that these beautiful ingredients can come from. So our Mongongo oil, for instance, comes from Zambia, Africa. There's only a small region in the world where you can grow this Mongongo plant. And what has typically happened in the supply chain is that an ingredient becomes popular, and somebody, you know, a big multinational comes in and buys it out and sort of over-harvests the farm, and then the farmers are left without any money. And what the fair trade standard does is make sure that we are paying a premium to the farmers, and that they are protected through the supply chain so that they can have a sustainable business. So we make money on our end by selling it to the end consumer, and a small percentage of those dollars are made sure to hit the farmer at the source.
Oh, that's great. Now, when did you know that you wanted to be in the natural industry, whether it be beauty or food, or obviously beauty, but...
Yeah. When I met my beautiful wife, 25 years ago, and she was a vegetarian, and she was into organic, and she was making this lip balm, and immediately I just became healthier by adopting that lifestyle. And it was just obvious to me. I've always been socially minded, but not necessarily environmentally minded. And then when I saw the transformation that took place, I lost, back then I lost 20 pounds, and I had a lot more energy living on a plant-based organic diet and using natural skincare. And I'm like, I need to devote my life to this. And that's what we've done.
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, I have to say, I'm looking at your site, and you have this really great blog post by Kaylee Meskimen?
Yeah.
10 signs you're totally addicted to lip balm. You finished more than 3 tubes of balm this year. When you lose your balm, it makes you physically ill. You own more than 10 balms at this very minute. I'm like, okay, yep. Mm-hmm. When you found out Ecolip was at Walmart, your heart skipped a beat. You apply your lip balm every hour, sometimes more. Balm, and then it says lipstick any day is over. Like, has that sign of better than. You get so excited trying new flavors of lip balm, like way too excited. You spend way too much time browsing lip balm sections at the store. You have secret hiding places for your balms and have backups. You have a, what is it? What is this? I don't even know what this word is. Carabiner or balm holder to carry.
Oh, yeah, like a climbing clip, something that you use when you're rock climbing, that you attach a clip to your hip for, a carabiner.
That's what I need. Okay, carabiner. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. Yeah, because what I do with mine is I have several pockets in my purse, so I have some in there. And then today, this morning, I spent the whole morning cleaning out all the kitchen drawers, because I will organize them, and then somehow, probably because my 15-year-old daughter or my husband, just throw anything in there, and all of a sudden it's a mess. I like it to know where everything is. And so I found a couple more balms in there that I was looking for. And then I cleaned out my bathroom upstairs a couple weeks ago. Because of what I do, I've been doing this a long time, I get sent a lot of products, which is great. But then I just end up, I use some, but then they're just all over the place. But if it's a lip balm, it's like front and center. So totally.
There are much worse things to be addicted to. Lip balm, our lips are sensitive, and we're using them right now. We use them every second of our lives to breathe, and they just don't produce the same moisture that that the rest of our skin does. So lip balm's a pretty safe bet to be addicted to, and we just want to make it a good experience for people.
Did you ever hear that myth years ago, Steve, about it's not good to use lip balm because it actually dries out your lips and then you become addicted to it? I was like, that sounds like nonsense. Did you ever hear that, like in the 80s?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And it's all about the ingredients that were in that particular lip balm that was being talked about,
oil and mineral oil.
Exactly. And if you put too much menthol into a lip balm, it's going to be drying. If you put too much peppermint, those astringent ingredients are going to be drying. So if you're feeling like lip balm is drying out your lips, then stop using it and try a different balm. And sometimes it's those small nuances in those flavors. But at the time that rumor started, we're talking, there was probably only, five lip balms available. And now you've got literally thousands of lip balms to choose from. So if there's not one that's serving your needs, then try another one. And the nice thing is it's a pretty low risk situation.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I do love my lip balm. Now, are you thinking of going into other, moisturizer, oil? What do I need right now? Massage, moisturizers, yeah. Cleansers, mascara, lip gloss, or anything?
Yes, we have an R&D department that has, and we have a full line of products that we want to launch at some point. Our goal is to, once we plateau with lip care. So yes, I'm so passionate about, making pure products, in all different categories. But the reality is that we are still working on getting, becoming a household name, just the Ecolips name. And, until we plateau at that, we're probably going to be limited. We tested a facial cleanser and a daily facial oil this year, and that's it's available on our website. But so we're definitely playing around with some different stuff. But but right now we're just that's what makes us kind of unique, is that we really focus on lip care.
Okay, so you use things like coconut and hemp. Hemp is big right now. I mean, everyone's talking about CBD. I know hemp is different, but what is it about hemp that you really like, or hemp oil?
Hemp is, I've had a connection to hemp. Our first product that we launched literally in 98 was Hemp Lip Buzz. And again, we were, there was a big hemp movement back then. It's even bigger now. Hemp is this amazing plant that's super renewable, and it's high in essential fatty acids, and it just really has this nourishing aspect to it. And it's also, it's very non-comedogenic, so it's got this, it's not going to, cause you to break out or cause any weird reactions. It's just a wonderful, wonderful oil. And yeah, now it's
huge.
That's
great.
And, we were one of the first hemp lip balms back then, and we ended up selling that company. But we just relaunched a hemp lip balm, and we're the first hemp lip balm to be available in every Walmart store in the country. So we're all about promoting organic, promoting hemp and natural products.
That's great. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs? Because sometimes I'll talk, and I'm an entrepreneur myself, so is my co-host Andrea, which so bummed she's not here. She would have really enjoyed talking to you. You'll have to come back. But if they have something, they might have developed some kind of skincare product, and it's, I'm assuming it's a long road, right? And a lot of hard work. And
what's
some advice for people who are trying, where they feel like they really have something that's pretty darn awesome?
Yep. I've counseled hundreds of entrepreneurs. That's part of my passion on the side. And I am a big believer in starting small. Just start small, get it started. No matter what it is, if it's a service, start it, keep your day job and start it out. If it's a product, start small, prove it out, sort of minimum viable concept.
Right.
And just get yourself comfortable with it. Learn from the customer's reactions before you go all in. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, is great idea, put everything on the line, launch it, and it doesn't sell, or you did it wrong and you should have done a little more research. So I'm sort of, I'm very optimistic, but at the same time, I'm realist about it.
Right. Now, what about starting with farmers markets or things like that, or craft fairs?
Yeah.
Or something like craft. You know what I mean?
Totally. It's a great way to start.
Right.
And this is, that's how we started, selling to friends and family, selling at farmers markets. And what the great thing about is, you get immediate feedback from the customers. It is a little bit skewed though in those situations, because when you ultimately end up on a website or on a store shelf, you don't have that, you don't have the full attention of the customer. And you have all these competing products. Whereas if you have somebody standing in front of your booth at a farmer's market, it's more of a focus group kind of situation than reality. But it is 100% a great way to get started.
Now, when you came up with the idea of okay, I want to do a natural lip balm, what were some of the first steps that you took?
We, it was about setting up, ordering a few raw materials and really honing in the formula and making sure that this was something that we were going to invest in. But we didn't, you know, we, in one respect, you know, I try to have fun in the process. So it's like, in, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, it's just lip balm or it's just soap, you know? So, I mean, like, let's not get too, let's not get too uptight about it. But ultimately it's like, you know, we just created that, that list of to-dos and it's like, okay, you know, let's get the product perfected to the point. Let's not over-perfect it because then we'll never get it to market, you know, but let's get it perfected. Let's get a decent label on this and, let's figure out our distribution method and let's go.
That is so exciting. And now you've got a whole bunch of different wonderful, I mentioned the coconut, you have a no beeswax, you have a restore and revive, is it revive or renew? I mean, you've got stuff with lavender for relaxing. It's really nice.
Yeah. So, we, I mean, our whole thing is, and we've got a line of tinted lip balms. And I mean, for us, just really digging deep into the lip balm category and saying, you know, if you like this Ecolypse product, you're going to love this one. And that's been, that's a lot of the fun of what we do is creating the new formulas and then, you know, creating these new lines and, you know, like I said, our Mongo Kiss would be our top selling line right now.
Try that.
And so that's the one with the Mongongo oil. And that was, a friend of a friend was, in Africa and literally discovered this, this village knee deep in these Mongongo seeds. And they had no source of revenue in the entire village. And they were like, you know what, if we press the oil out of that, then, you know, and let's test it and make sure it's beneficial. Well, the tribe had actually been using it for thousands of years on their own, but let's just, you know, make sure it's good for general consumption. And then, we figured out the supply chain and boom, we made this really magical product out of it. So it's really fun working with new ingredients and then ultimately helping all the people along the way.
Yeah. See, that's what I love. I mean, you're just the right person for Naturally Savvy. We really look for companies that are really doing good work in the world. So I really appreciate that. Steve, tell everyone how they can find Ecolypse.
Sure. Ecolypse.com. So our website, you can find it at over 10,000 retailers across the country. We love our small independent stores like the co-ops and the natural product stores. But we have got to a point where we've, you know, gotten into every Walmart store. So we've really, our whole idea is to be accessible. Amazon is another good place to find Ecolypse.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Steve, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Everyone, please rate, review, subscribe. You can follow Andrea at Andrea Donsky at Your Radio MD, and you can follow me at Health Media Gal 1, which will soon be changing to at Lisa Davis MPH. So check me out on Instagram. I actually do some fun stuff on both Twitter and Instagram where I poke fun at social media in a playful and sexy way, and it's a lot of fun, so be sure to check me out there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Get Ecolypse and stay well. Steve, that was super fun.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Lisa. That was.